This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Joni Johnston is with us for this segment. Joni has been analyzing the Alec Murdaugh case with us since the beginning. And this is the first time we've had a chance to reconnect since the verdict actually came in. So I feel like everyone who we've been talking to over the last many months, I have to begin our conversation with, what's your take? What was your reaction to the verdict the other day?
You know, I don't think there was a surprise. I guess if there was any surprise, it was that the jury came back so quickly.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of, I know, talk after the fact. Several jurors came forward and said that a couple of things really seemed to seal his fate. One, the video clip that was captured on Paul's, you know, cell phone, which completely debunked his story. And then his testimony. I think it's very difficult when you get up there and you have this history of lying over and over and over again, and you're having to acknowledge that, and all these other things are coming out, to expect the jury to believe you. And clearly they did not in any way, shape, or form.
I was surprised just how much they did not, honestly. I thought you were going to have one or two maybe that thought, well, maybe, but as fast as they came back with that verdict. And I know you just said you were surprised too. What do you think was the piece that really stood out to them that they all very collectively together came to that conclusion that this man is guilty?
I think it was just accumulation of all the lies he told.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think he appeared credible on the stand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel for the defense, and that there's been a lot of, I think, Monday morning quarterbacking about whether he should have been put on the stand. You know, would he have fared better if he hadn't have? Of course, we don't know that. But I don't know what they could do, and to some extent, you know, because, you know, he's got to explain himself, right? I mean, I think it would be very difficult not to. So I think they were in a very difficult position. I think, again, looking back, it probably would have been better for him not to testify.
Sure.
But, you know, again, that's something easy for us to say now.
Yeah.
But I don't think he appeared credible. And like I said, you know, the prosecution had so much ammunition to just, you know, again, to just undermine his credibility over and over and over again. And when you're testifying, that really is what the jury is evaluating.
Sure.
Is how honest, how credible you are. And that's really why people are put on the stand for the most part, certainly if you're a defendant, is to establish your credibility and your, you know, your honesty. And clearly he has a history of neither one of those.
And it's interesting, his just the fact that he went on the stand, because the odds of someone on the stand defending themselves who have this sort of a background about them with the lying, with the accusations against them. I was talking to Eric Bland yesterday, the attorney for Satterfield, and it's like a 0.05% chance that you end up getting found not guilty if you take those steps the way that they did in trial. But I think that really speaks to the ego of Alec Murdaugh and the narcissism of, look, I can do this. I know I can really pull this off. And I think that's probably the fact of the reason why he ended up on the stand to begin with.
You may be right. I would love to have been a fly on the wall in the conversation that Murdaugh had with his attorneys about testimony and whether he should get on the stand or not, and how much his counsel, encouraged or discouraged him from doing so.
Mm-hmm. You could almost see it in the faces of Harpootlian and Jim Griffin while he was testimoning. There were moments where it was like, oh, just shut up right now. But let's dive into the idea, or not the idea, but the state that this man must be in at this point. With your expertise and background, this man has been found guilty, but obviously he's been professing his innocence the whole time. Is this someone who believes that he's innocent? What, in your opinion, do you think is going through his mind now that he is locked up with that verdict?
Well, I think there are two questions. One is, does he believe he's guilty? And number two, would he ever admit he's guilty?
Yeah.
And I have no doubts, in my mind that he knows he's guilty.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what he's done. He may justify it, make some reason or story in his head that makes him, able to live with himself. But whether he would admit that, I don't think there's much in it for him to come clean
mm-hmm.
at this point. And I think for people who continue to support him, and I'm not talking really about Buster because, Buster's his son and there's that bond, but other people who may still support him, other family members, what benefit is it for him at this point to come out? Is it going to affect a sentence? No. I don't know that I would think he would ever come out and confess to doing what he's done.
And there's more prosecution that's going to be going against him with the financial crimes and other things as well. Obviously, he went on the stand during this murder trial, flat out saying, yes, I did this. I stole these things. He is still going to be on trial again for these crimes. How on earth does one defend themselves anymore against any of this? He's still saying not guilty on those things, yet he said guilty on the stand in this. What does that say about his character, his mindset? Is this starting to be the works of someone who is crazy or has some sort of serious psychological defect that one would say, look, if you truly believe this, you are not at all mentally fit to be taking this?
Yeah, I think there are plenty of people who plead not guilty who know that they are guilty.
Yeah.
Right. So I think it's always challenging for me, Tony, in these situations, because we can look at his history and we can, make all kinds of guesses about what mentally might be going on with him, what might be wrong with him, and those kinds of things. I think it is difficult to look at the situation he's in now and make a lot of inferences about his character, because he's in a desperate situation.
Mm-hmm.
And when people are in desperate situations, they do all kinds of things. And so, my sense is that, the best strategy may be, and again, I'm certainly a psychologist, not an attorney, but mm-hmm. if I was, going to be involved in his defense or it would be looking at mitigation, mm-hmm. Really talking about his substance use and, how that influenced him. And I'm talking about the crime, the financial crimes. Because I don't know how else you can in any way gain some kind of empathy or understanding other than try to mitigate the actions which have been documented and he's admitted.
Yeah. And even so, if he's already admitted, he said, yes, I did this. Yes, I feel bad. So it shows that he feels remorse for the crimes that he's committed. It still means he's guilty. That's where I don't understand where we're going to go down the I'm not guilty, but I did all these drugs. I mean, you still would be found guilty of those crimes, would you not, even if you had been on those drugs and you realized and you were still practicing and you were living a fairly productive, active life, I don't understand where this would actually, you know, truly benefit him in the long run. I mean, other than it's some days out of jail that he gets to sit in a courtroom.
Yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, when people are talking about mitigation, unless they're going for some kind of insanity defense, which is not at all on the table here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, typically mitigation, you're right, is when it comes to sentencing.
Yeah.
You're not saying the person didn't do it.
Yeah.
You're saying that, you know, the person maybe did it or they've already been found guilty. And now you're saying, okay, yes, this person was convicted of this. Let's soften his sentence. Let's look at the, you know, the circumstances surrounding what happened. Mm-hmm. And that might persuade, you know, the jury to lessen the consequences for him. But you're right. It doesn't directly address the issue of whether you're guilty or not.
No. And at this point, softening the sentence, would that make it 500 years? I mean, exactly. It's like, what truly is the softening that's going to be happening here?
I mean, I don't know any positive outcome for him at this point. I mean, there's obviously not going to be.
Yeah.
So it's almost like water under the bridge in terms of the financial crimes, you know, in terms of his quality of life,
mm-hmm.
and what's going to happen to him going forward.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Tony Johnston, thank you for your insight there onto the Alec Murtaugh saga. We're going to talk more with Joni about Brian Koberger in just a little bit and get some insight into how, for her as a clinical and forensic psychologist, her thoughts, her opinions of Mr. Koberger have evolved over the last several months of diving into that one. That's coming up. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss that conversation. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.